Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And there's no Jack here this week. Jack. It's just Colleen and I. If you have not heard or seen our Facebook page, we have had a bit of a family emergency in the Glatfelter family, and Jack had to fly out to San Diego to help with our family in San Diego. So he is there and doing what he needs to do, and everybody's been sending sending their love and support to him and our family. We big thanks and appreciative to all the well wishes.
You mean a big thanks and appreciation?
Yeah, whatever.
Somebody's got to correct you if Jack's not here. Who better than your wife?
I know, the grammar Nazi.
Or the just speaking properly Nazi. It's, you know.
There was an article that came out that showed people that correct grammar mistakes are not nice people. It was a thing that showed the science of it.
Really? People that make grammar mistakes are idiots.
They're nice people. Anyway, on the serious note of saying thank you to the people sending their well wishes, thank you very much. And Jack is currently kind of there indefinitely until things get better.
For at least he will be gone this week and next week. We'll play it by ear after that. So next week, I think you're going to be gone too, right?
Yep. So it'll be just Colleen.
I rule the roost. I got some guests lined up. It's
so who
be
are the
fun.
Guests for next week? Do we have it confirmed yet or no?
I think that we are going to have Shut Up Tim back.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have to start recording extra early because, you know, that'll be like a 4-hour episode.
Uh-huh.
And I believe Jeremiah Panhorst from RHAP Nation is going to be the other guest.
I'm always supportive of a Jeremiah on the show.
I know. I forgot that you weren't here, so I just asked him first, and I was like preparing all of my, I'm in the middle of a Jeremiah sandwich jokes. And then Tim today was like, I thought you said that Jay wasn't home next week. And I was like, oh, yeah. Do you want to do it? So I guess I'm announcing this now, but maybe I should confirm with them. It might be different next week. Don't hold me to it.
Yeah, it's, schedules might change. But so that'll be next week. I will be in California as well next week.
In San Diego.
Here. I'll be in Irvine. I'll be a little bit everywhere, but I'll be in San Diego as well at certain points.
Do you want to give people the Facebook group URL?
Sure.
Since we just talked about it?
Absolutely. It's facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. Or there's a link on our website, which is probably easier. All of the information and stuff's on our website, jayandjack.com, including how to become a patron. Our patrons make this show possible. So if you'd like to become one today, you can go to jayandjack.com.
There's a little thank you page for the patrons on the website.
Yeah.
When we get the little email that they've signed up, I put their names in.
So jayandjack.com, really nice site, shows all the other shows that we do, including this one, how to subscribe on iTunes, and much, much more over at jayandjack.com. All right, we have, it was a shocking episode.
I called
of
it
Survivor.
From the
start. You called it like from the start, and I was like, I don't see why they changed, but man, what a episode. Like, again, this season produces.
I have to say, I'm bummed, and I can see this season's going to get boring after they pagong them all. I realize that.
You think it's, but like, every week you think it might be a pagong, and it's kind of flipped back and forth. You think at this point, it's just going to be things fall in line?
I know that Aubrey's playing a good game, and I don't deny that, but she just bugs me. Mm-hmm. Like, her confessionals bother me, and I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a not nice person because I correct people's grammar, but I don't know.
Is there jealousy because she's kind of a nerdy girl with dark hair and glasses?
Oh, God, no.
No?
God, no. Maybe she's just somebody that I wouldn't get along with on the island. But, I mean, I'm sure she's nice in real life. She dances she cracked me up during that challenge. Like, I probably...
I
guess I drink wine with her.
She was powering through it. I'll give her kudos. Give her kudos for that. But I was thinking she was going home.
I thought they were setting Scott, and just Jason had so many over the top, like, our alliance is solid, that I kept, and then he had that before the commercial break, like, quote of death, where he's like, we're unbreakable.
It's true, but there was so much Aubrey talk, too. I was feeling maybe they were giving her nice kind of send-off episode.
No, I think Aubrey is going to be final two, and I think she's going to lose. I think that's how they're setting it up. Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to make her likable to go
well, like,
to
the final
end.
Two with who, then? Your pick, Michelle?
My pick, Michelle, obviously, because I am
but
never
they
wrong.
They barely even showed Michelle.
No, like, she had quotes in here.
Yeah, I know.
Which
because
is,
there's
but
only,
they,
like,
they,
did,
they
eight
barely
people
showed
left.
Sydney. They barely showed Sydney, but they kept Michelle in there. Also, she got a hamburger, and that's winning in my book.
God, that hamburger looked good.
I know it's probably disgusting, but it looks
that
so
looks
good.
So good. Yeah, that is the rumor that the food's... Well, actually, I hear the food's better on Survivor these days, but still.
I hear it's...
Either way, I've never been on Survivor, probably never be on Survivor, so I can't judge there.
Yes,
but Colleen has gotten very astute at studying the edits. She is going with the fishback ideology and methodology of watching Survivor.
Well, yes. Yeah, so, first of all, I do the tribe with Jay Fisher, who... Mm-hmm. talks a lot about the edit too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somewhat, not as much as like the Fishback does, but like mm-hmm. he kind of talks about it too. And then I was trying to learn the edit last season,
mm-hmm.
and one of the people from the Survivor Sucks like Unspoiled edit board reached out to me on Twitter.
What's edit board?
It's the edit and like logic put together. So like based on the type of edit that you get,
uh-huh.
they rank you like power rankings, how likely you are to win or you know in the game. See, I can do bad grammar sometimes too.
Mm-hmm. But see, I'm a nice person, so I don't correct you at it. See,
well, no, you just didn't realize it was bad grammar.
See, there you go. Prove my point.
Anyway, so he's been like on and off during last season and this season. We've been messaging on Facebook back and forth where he's been kind of explaining more like, though this person's getting this.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, that so if that means that they're probably not likely to win because this thing that they included in their
uh-huh.
episode probably means that they're not going places. So when everybody was screaming like Debbie might win and that guy was like, here's why Debbie's not going to win, like just purely based on the edit. And I was like, I kind of agree with you just purely based on the fact that
so
she's a crazy
is there,
person.
You know, and I totally understand. I get that school of thought. But there's other people that kind of try and go counter to that. Plus, you know, Fishback, since coming back from Second Chance, has shown or talked about how the crews and everything have not, they don't like the fact that he talks about the edit so much. But but either way, correctly guessing today. And without further ado, let's get into the recap for today's episode. A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, a lot of stuff. All right, so Survivor Korong, episode 10, I'm not here to make good friends. A Thai quote. So we start on Dara, night 24. Scott and the boys are gloating about how the other side ate one of their own. Ty gives Jason his idol back.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a little bit of controversy this past week on Twitter.
Yeah.
Where I guess Jason told somebody in a tweet that Ty gave the idol back right as soon as they got back to camp, which
uh-huh.
was, I guess now it's a spoiler because we saw it.
Gotcha.
And on whatever the heck their podcast is called, Max and Corinne,
mm-hmm.
Also really nice people. They they must have good grammar. They mentioned that Jason was sent a letter from CBS after that tweet that he was no longer allowed to tweet about Survivor for the rest of the season.
Dang.
So, I mean, that's like a minor spoiler that was like literally within the first 60 seconds of the episode. So obviously they're not messing around.
Dang.
I know. That's crazy, right?
That's harsh. But again, he doesn't seem like a mastermind. He doesn't seem sure of himself. But it just, if you look at it from like on the surface level, it's like, you know, Ty did a really good job playing those guys in the end. You know, giving it back, earning that trust. But Scott and Jason just are too full of themselves to see that they're just coming across really bad.
And I get it. They're not good players. They're not nice people. But again, we've established that I'm also not a nice person. So
well, the thing is, like, Scott, I feel like he is
when he's not with Jason.
Well, no, he has good ideas, right? The getting out Aubrey is a good idea, but he's just so jerkish and everything.
They don't have great social game.
Yeah.
Like, Scott had a good social game, and he was separated from Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that he definitely had it in him. I think that there's a good chance if they did... we'll see him again someday. You know how they tend to bring back, like, in All-Star Seasons? Mm-hmm. He could either come back on a Heroes versus Villains 2 as a villain.
Yeah.
Or you know how generally in All-Star Seasons they have somebody that matches the other person on each tribe?
What do you mean? Like there's a Scott type on each side?
If they brought Cliff Robinson back, yeah, or Jeff Kent, or
another athlete, star kind of
I could see him totally being down to come back. He seemed like somebody that, for all of his flaws in the game, probably would totally be competitive enough to want to come back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's trying to have an acting career.
Oh, so, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you look on his Wikipedia page, it kind of talks about that a little bit. But yeah, and then his pandering to Aubrey, I'm just like, this is the totally wrong way to do it. Like, Ty was right,
yeah,
when they're having these conversations, like, we need to try and get back with them. I think that was the right move. But he does it in the most, like, off-putting way possible.
Right. Well, so basically, we get this confessional that he didn't want to come into the game being a Russell Hans. And I as soon as he said, when we had that night thing where he was talking about, you know, how he was gloating, and then this next thing, the first thing he says is he didn't want to come in being Russell Hans, I was like, yep, you're going home tonight. And I'm pretty sure you could check the Twitter timestamp.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he's talking to Aubrey, I mean, that's just kind of poor social gameplay. Like, they thought that they were running it, and they went forth as though they were running it.
But just straight up saying, if you don't do this, we're going to keep being jerks. Like,
right, right. Once you vote Sydney out, it all stop.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty much just like threatening or holding something hostage. You know, once you meet our demands, then we'll. And again, he was doing it in a nice ish way, but Aubrey's not stupid.
Yeah.
And it's just, come on, man. Just come back and say, hey, guys, sorry we flipped out. We were being ridiculous, you know. Let's come back together here.
Right.
That I think, and then keep in the back of your mind that you want to do all these things, but don't be that.
About it. Like I said, I'm not denying that they were not poor sports, and just socially together, they are just not good players.
Yeah.
I just happen to find Aubrey annoying, so.
Poor Aubrey. I don't find her annoying.
And you know something? The other 99.9% of the internet agrees with you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the more people keep telling me that she's the best, the more I want to dig my heels in and be like, she's so meh.
I mean, I don't think she's the best, but I don't think she's annoying by
it. Don't.
I don't think she's, not annoying. Anyway,
yeah.
Maybe there's a little bit of jealousy there. I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit of...
Why? Because I want to be the only person on Survivor that is dark hair with glasses?
I don't know. She brought crayons. Do you like coloring with crayons?
Do I look like the type that likes coloring with crayons?
No, you don't.
I like drinking wine, yes, and playing on Facebook.
Your luxury item would be a bottle of whiskey.
And my iPad, so that way I could play The Sims all the
time. Well, no, the Survivor would be your Sims. It would be, you know, trying to manipulate people to do what you want them to do.
That's true, except I can't be like, go eat from the fridge for 19 seconds and then,
man.
Be full.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I don't. This whole thing, though, I can't defend them and say, you know, that they belong in the game. I thought they were more interesting. And they even annoyed me when they spoke, that I was like, oh, stop talking. But I guess to, like, Aubrey, I feel like I foresee Aubrey being in the game longer as making it for a less interesting game. Because at least Scott and Jason and Ty.
Yeah, but you still have Scott. In terms of characters, you have Scott, Jason, Ty. Well, Scott's gone. So Jason, Ty. I think Sydney's a good character.
Sydney's a good character.
And then.
What? Michelle and Julia, they're really eating up that screen time.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're fairly generic. So, I mean, yeah. But, again,
Ty is going to get eaten alive. I mean, I think Ty is going to go home within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But, again, that's whenever you get down to the kind of nitty-gritty, usually the final episode's fairly, the characters are gone. There might be one that kind of just stuck around, but...
Well, you don't think Abby Maria?
Abby Maria was never a true goat, you know.
Well, she wasn't a goat, but...
Because, again, goats aren't very good characters either, because they're kind of boring people they just kind of bring along.
Yeah, but Scott and Jason, if they're definitely goats at that point for whoever they're sitting next to,
oh, yeah.
Even unintentional, but they're not boring characters. And I think
the
thing is... They're
again, I
figured it out.
Okay.
Aubrey goes fourth, right? And I can see there being a pagonging of the more interesting characters. I see... Again, Jason and Scott, kind of D-bags, but they're foils, even though they're douchey foils. They're still foils.
But you still
and
have
I
Jason.
Like. But Jason's a one man. He's not going to go on a Natalie Anderson like.
No, he's
there's
not.
There's no way that he's
but
even
going
to fit in.
But now that little.
He's not going to fit in.
That trio's been neutered. Jason, you can just bring him along now, and you know nobody's going to vote for him. Possibly.
True, but you think he's really just going to be okay with going along with things? I don't
think so. No, absolutely not.
Do you think that they'll put the idol that Scott took home, that was Jason's, do you think they will put
They didn't put Neil's back.
That we know of. It just hasn't come up. Maybe people are looking, they haven't found it.
True, true.
I think that there's six left now, right?
Yes.
So I think that with six left, they might not put it.
Yeah, there's probably not, because there's only how many votes left.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess the Super Idol's not getting played.
Yeah.
Obviously, because there's only one left.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. So my thought was, I think without the foils of those two big characters, those kind of jerks, it's just kind of, I don't know, pagongings are boring.
But I don't think we're at a pagonging yet.
Why? I think Aubrey and Sydney are running the game. So if there's two people running the game, making the shots, and everybody that they want to go home each week goes home, that's pagonging.
I know, but there's only six
people
left. Like there's only.
But it's been like that since Neil went home. Because and I wonder how much would have changed. Well, no, probably it would have followed a similar boot list if. Maybe Nick would have stuck around a little bit longer because the brains wanted him if he... But that's neither here nor there. But...
Well, at any rate, Richard Hatch was right. If anybody listened to him on this last week's recap show with Rep. He was just like, if I was there, I would be exploiting Ty. He's the key to the game.
Oh,
you get Ty.
And Joe. He would have been...
And Joe. But anyway,
yeah.
I hope he plays again one day. That'd be fun to see him play.
Yeah,
I was always a big Richard Hatch fan.
Yeah, he's great TV.
Let's get back. We kind of derailed the recap.
Here's also actually we've had good discussions, and we'll be a very loose recap since there's not just three of us today. We have this quote from Aubrey. She's not going to work with the guy. She's ready to fight, but it's a big scary move. I smell what you're stepping in. Cut cake or whatever she said about the sweet cake comment.
Yeah.
That's all we keep hearing from Aubrey other than, and she is narrating and storytelling, but like it's quotes like that I'm like, get over it. Yes, we heard you. You're going to make a freaking
big move. I think your problem
is
you really don't like Aubrey and you don't like that she's becoming more of a star of this season.
Maybe that's it. Like,
yeah, because I think I like Aubrey.
Here's how I see myself in her.
Yeah.
We both have anxiety attacks. And we both just need a hug to feel better.
So it's like,
and we both kind of have mustaches that we need to keep up, maintain.
Don't be a mean girl.
I'm not being a mean girl. I have one too. I gotta wax that.
That's like a veiled mean girl comment.
That's not a mean girl comment. If I was watching her on TV and I was her, like if that was me, I'd be like, ooh, I should have waxed before I went out. I know. I'm entering into Corinne territory.
You are.
I'm sorry. I'm just bitter.
You are. I don't know what the hatred for Aubrey is.
But anytime anybody like makes those same things, it's the same thing with the Jason comments. They got to me too because, you know, as we were on top the whole episode again and again and again. The sound bites don't change. They just use different words, but they're still the same, and that bugs me.
So there's the bitter jury, and I think we have a bitter podcaster right now.
Yeah. let's talk about the reward challenge.
Sure.
This was kind of cool. They chose
I love
to play
the reward challenge.
For food lover comfort. It was really
I thought it was a really cool twist.
I did too. I really liked it.
Because the, like, okay, this person won. Now you get to pick one person. And I know that's kind of, that is something that, it is part of the strategy of the game. Usually somebody gets upset about it and it can come back to bite them. But I thought it was a really kind of cool twist 32 seasons into the show. I thought it was a nice change of pace there.
Yeah. Somebody will totally correct us if we're wrong and they've done this before. So please do.
Yeah. I don't recall one, but I haven't seen all the seasons. So
you
there
can
you
email
go.
Us at SurvivorJJC.
But
so we have Scott, Jason, and Michelle play for food. Sydney, yep. Aubrey, and Ty play for advantage. And Joe and Julia play for love.
Were you surprised not more people went for the advantage?
No.
Why?
I mean, I would have picked food or advantage because clearly food is great and so is advantage. Yeah. But I knew that it was smart of Sydney. And I mean, if you look at for the breakdown, right, Scott mm-hmm. and Jason think that they're running the show right now. Why yeah. would they pick advantage? They have an advantage as far as they can see it, right?
Yeah.
And then Michelle she's safe. I mean, nobody's thrown her name around. Yeah. Nobody sees her as a threat right now. So I'm guessing maybe if there was any strategy behind it, because exactly what she said is she loved that she won the food and they really wanted it. So maybe that was denying them, having the chance to deny them food, which would fill up their bellies and give them mm-hmm. strength for the next challenge. So I could see that. Sydney, Aubrey, and Ty, I mean, does it surprise you that Ty played for the advantage? This does not surprise me, given his personality.
Yeah.
And then Sydney and Aubrey, of course they have to play for the advantage because they need to try to get a leg up on, they don't know at this point that they definitely have Ty, so they need to, anything that they can do in order to get an advantage to try to flush yeah. out that idol from Scott and Jason. Julia's playing the middle, so she knows that, or she suspects that she's important enough on yeah. to either side well, that no, she can it. Do that. And Joe is just Joe, and it was really nice of Joe to step out of the challenge within 10 seconds.
I don't know if he wanted to step out, but poor guy. What was I going to say? Oh, do you think that it was possible that well, I guess this is before, because they hadn't seen white collar, no collar, blue collar.
They had. Oh no, they hadn't. Hadn't. It was.
And they hadn't. And they didn't see season 30, Second Chances, where it seems like the two people got advantages. It kind of came back to bite them. So I was gonna ask, do you think maybe less people went for the advantage because of the target on the back? But really, they probably didn't because yeah. it wasn't such a prevalent thing.
Right. They probably just thought it was an advantage for an immunity idol, which is yeah. previously what they were.
Yeah. But again, we'll continue through this challenge here. But
no, I mean, Joe went out right away, so Julia pretty much won her love letters yeah. within a minute.
That was easy.
Michelle won the food.
Yep.
And did you notice, and I don't know this for sure, but Debbie had said in her exit interviews that she hid Jason and Scott's shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that Scott was wearing Nick's shorts. She yeah, said I that didn't... somebody was wearing Nick's shorts. And I thought she said Jason, but I don't know if you wrote or heard any of her exit interviews. She is full of revisionist history. Like, she straight yes. up says things that yeah. the TV does not show.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She was 96 pounds, but it clearly showed she was 101 yeah. pound or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, I no, really I, can't yeah. believe a word Debbie said in any of her exit interviews. But if true, I thought for some reason that they did look like Nick's shorts. Maybe I could be totally wrong, and that's probably the case.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but
I'm good at grammar, not Survivor. but after 10 minutes, it's just Aubrey and Ty left, and the rest of them have to sit there until what, an hour and... Oh, no.
No, that's the...
Oh, that's the
Aubrey
other one.
Aubrey hangs in the next one.
But... So, Aubrey and Ty left. Aubrey wants to prove to herself that she can hang in this game.
Yeah.
Which was, again, just the same kind of soundbite. That's why I think she's going all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she didn't leave this episode, right? Because there's two ways that I feel like Aubrey's edit tonight could have gone. She was going home, or she was going all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And to me, this now screams she's going all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not be putting points on Aubrey at all, including
but
winner
with the challenges today, she was always the bridesmaid, never the bride, unfortunately.
Right. So I wonder if that is going to parallel. She's going to be the bridesmaid, not the bride.
Ah, there you go. There you go. All right.
Because didn't all she right. even say later on something to that effect, like how hard we'll get to it. It's in my at one somewhere. But Ty won the advantage and he didn't even have to talk trash to her.
Yeah. I mean, everybody was pretty. He's pretty gracious when he's won these challenges.
Yeah, kind of.
So going from that, we find out that Ty's whatever it was advantage is the double vote.
Yes.
The Dan Foley reward or advantage. And getting that,
I can't wait to see how he's gonna mess it up.
Well, yeah, again, so Fishback wasn't able to use his vote steal, which allowed him to do a double vote. Foley's didn't work. So is third time's the charm on this, or do you think it's gonna be another thing that just doesn't work?
Well, they didn't use it a third time in a row, and that is kind of my thought process, is perhaps just like with Dan Foley and Steven, he's going to mess it up because they swap. So they had the extra vote, right?
Yeah. And they changed it up for
next season to the vote steal. So yeah. Maybe seeing it twice in a row in action, it just didn't do anything for them. Or maybe they wanted to add the complication, the numbers complication of a vote steal for the returnees.
Yeah. I mean, because I like the vote steal because it was just a little bit more dramatic. But yeah, but my thing here is it seems like, again, we don't know all the things, but I would think they would show it if he did. But Ty didn't share this advantage with Jason and Scott. And to me, if I was Jason and Scott, I would be a little bit leery of
Ty. I think
Ty.
They just trusted Ty because he was all in with them.
But if he was all in, why not say what your advantage is? And that's where that's another mistake by Jason and Scott,
true.
I'd be like, okay, he's not telling us this, so he seems to be with us, but he's not like 100% with us. So there should have been some contingency if Ty decided to bail out on it.
Yeah. They should have, that's right. They should have had a contingency. But they think their egos were so big that they
absolutely.
Never saw anything.
Absolutely.
But I can't wait to see how this advantage gets messed up, just like Dan Foley and Stevens.
Colleen, always the beacon of positivity.
Always the beacon of positivity. Julia cried. And so did you notice that Julia cried and was like, she needed that emotional boosting from home?
Yeah.
When she's determined to go play Make Big Blue now. And that is similar to when she was stuck on that one man exile, not exile island, Totang tribe or whatever it was. That their tribe was. That she was stuck on there and she had that whole thing about how she really needed other people to survive in this game or whatever her quote had been. So I found some interesting parallels to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how my edgic friend would put that, but I definitely think that it doesn't show her to be the strong survival player or whatever the right word is. Again, I'm bad at grammar when it gets to be 10 o'clock at night. I don't know. I liked it. I thought that it set her off on what seemed to be the start of something good with the whole tie vote, but
yeah, I mean, it's yeah, in terms of working, but the problem there is your favorite player, Aubrey, just doesn't trust Julia.
No, not at all. Not at all. And that, again, is bad for Julia that she's immediately cut down.
But Julia is really tight with Michelle, who you think is going to win the game.
Yeah, but I think that Aubrey and Sydney are running things, not Michelle and Julia.
Yeah.
Julia's probably not long for this game now that Aubrey can't stand her, right?
Well, according to you, Aubrey's biggest fan, she's in the driver's seat. So if she doesn't like her, she's going to be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
because Michelle's just one person. I can see if they want, if now that Scott is neutered, I'm sorry, Jason is neutered without Scott, I can see them doing the same thing like with Debbie and taking out somebody that annoys them.
Yeah.
Because they might be worried. They could be worried next week that Julia will contribute to a Jason uprising.
No, it would be smart.
So.
It'd be smart because, again, I would say it's wise to kind of keep just Jason along. But to your point,
he's volatile.
That's dangerous too. That's dangerous too. But between the two, Julia and Jason, I'd rather have Julia out because she's kind of a double agent.
Yeah.
Jason, you know where he stands. Julia is less trustworthy.
Right. But the girls are worried about the super idol. Julia has the plan to flush it out by voting for Ty. Aubrey mentions that Julia is duplicitous, but she's playing a good game and she can respect that, but she doesn't want to sit next to that. So
yeah.
I wonder if final three maybe comes down to Julia, Aubrey, if for some reason they can't get Julia out.
Yeah.
Julia, Aubrey, and Michelle. And I think that it's supposed to be a final. Well, the numbers.
Well, if there's
speculate
six left.
That there's a final two. It could be a final three, but I can see, based on that quote, possibly Julia getting cut by, maybe Aubrey finally wins her first individual immunity, and it's the thing that sends her to the final tribal council.
So does that mean there's three episodes left then? So it'd be sixth person voted out, fifth person voted out, and then final four for the final episode?
Yes, because I think May 11th is the finale.
Yeah.
That could be off with the numbers. They could just have a very long, something dramatic that happens in that final episode where, you know, the tribal council from this past season with the tie at six where Kimmy went home by default. That took up like, 25 minutes of the episode? So they could have maybe something like that that takes up more time. But
sure,
I think that barring anything else, especially if somebody else gets evacuated and Joe is looking kind of frail.
He is. Well, I mean, he's...
No, he's kind of looking frail. He and Ty especially look demanding.
He still
looks buffer
than me.
Yeah, well, he is. Because he's Secret Agent Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
But he and Ty tonight looked frail to me. Like, it was the first...
Ty seems strong.
He had some rib concave stomach action going on. I noticed that.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We definitely, though... I think that the Julia-Aubrey storyline is going to heat up big time.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see. Like
hashtag rivals.
Hashtag something. I'm good at grammar, not hashtags. So we've got day 27, and Aubrey is working on Ty.
Good, smart move on her.
Not in the dirty way, just in the strategic way. she tells him that she had the panic attack like the first day or whatever, that she couldn't do it. And Ty does like Aubrey a lot because she has a certain energy to her. And Aubrey tells Ty about the idol flush plan and throws Julia under the bus.
Yep.
So do you think that Julia, did Julia know about this plan? To bring Ty on board more?
No, I don't think so. She's kind of going rogue.
Was she just talking to Sydney about it?
Yes. Yeah, Julia was not included in that plan.
So, I definitely think that the Julia-Aubrey thing is going to come to a head.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott's happy that he has an alternative to Scott and Jason. Ty tells Scott and Jason about Aubrey's proposal. He mentions he's a free agent. And they decide that they want to take Aubrey out instead of Sydney now, even though they would prefer to have Sydney out.
So again, we've talked about kind of the bad gameplay here, but...
Yes, because Ty's unhappy that he's not in charge.
Yeah. But again, difference in Scott's gameplay. Remember when it was just Scott and him? Scott was just letting Ty decide, and he was just kind of influencing him the right way. He was like... I go where you go. Where do you want to go?
Right.
And now in this, they're not even listening to Ty, and now he's on the outs. Like, you gotta keep those people in. You got to make them feel important. And like, just, it's just a shame. Cause I think Scott is, there's a good player in there, but
not when he's around Jason.
Yeah.
And I think that could be pretty universally accepted.
Sure.
So, we go to the immunity challenge hashtag. And shockingly, Joe is out first.
Aww.
And, you know, I really hope that in my fantasy league next week, one of the questions is, will Joe go out first in an immunity challenge? Because I think I could get an easy 4 points.
Well, those are tough for you. You know, like the stamina ones are tough. And, you know, just
they're
giving,
all tough.
I know. Just given
he sat out of one last week. Oh, I love Joe. You're not going to convince me otherwise. I just think it's funny that he goes out first. Hey, my other favorite, Stephen from last year, also went out quickly on many challenges. But this was really funny, right? Aubrey had her like 50s dance that she was doing the whole time.
I give her credit, though. You know, she's out there, you know.
Yeah.
Pushing hard and making things happen.
Hey, she was giving it her best final 10, as we like to say in Pier Bar. she's stronger than she thinks. But Scott, Julia, Ty, Michelle, you know, they all go out fairly quickly. Then mm-hmm. we elapse to 45 minutes. And then Sydney just goes out of nowhere. So Sydney, did you notice, she was using her fingertips.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Jason and Aubrey were using the palms of their hands.
Yeah.
And at first I thought maybe...
I thought the rules were it had to be fingertips, I thought, was the rule.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. But I feel like with the two of them using their thumb, their straight up palms, that maybe it wasn't because he never stopped it.
Yeah.
But I think the fingertips probably helps. Like if you hold your arms out and you just hold your palms out where your muscles start to hurt versus if you use your fingertips to sort of take the pressure off of your muscles. So.
But then your fingers just start to hurt.
Well, I think that
it's like it's a good starting position.
Yeah, good starting, but it probably doesn't always pay off. I mean, power to them. I'm sure Aubrey and Jason had super sore arms the next day, right? I would have.
I'm doing it right now. It's like it's tight.
Yeah.
It's tight.
But we get more quotes from Aubrey, how if she can get through anything. Again, it's the same thing as everything else we keep hearing from her. Yes,
the hater rate's too thick in you right now.
You're a damn survivor. We get it, okay?
Man.
You can overcome. Why don't you go sing the song? After an hour and 15 minutes, Jason ends up winning, and then he has the kiss of death quote where he says his alliance is unstoppable. We spoke about this earlier. This was the moment where I was like, bye, Scott. Bye, Scott. Bye, Scott.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. Well, back at the camp, all the girls were like, Aubrey, you did such a good job. Oh, my God, Aubrey, you were so amazing. That was incredible, Aubrey. Oh, my God.
So you don't like that she's getting attention? Is that
Will
what
you
it
te-
is?
Can you teach me your cool 50s dance? she did crack me up during the challenge, though. I was good entertainment.
Hey, she did well. I'm giving her some kudos there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe her second season
You're
out.
You're a woman,
like,
here you were.
Cochran annoyed everybody his first season, and then...
She's only annoyed you.
She has only
She's a fan favorite.
Okay, let's not go too far. When she cuts Ty, everybody will hate her.
It's
Mark
true.
My words.
There you go. Everyone will come around to my way of thinking, I swear,
someday. But the guys were happy that one of them won. Jason is still gloating about the super idol. Julia tells the two guys that the girls are going to vote for Ty. Scott says that Julia's smart because she's playing both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting how they were just kind of cool with her doing that.
Yeah.
Like their game with her was super different than their game with Aubrey.
For sure.
And I'm sure it's a respect thing because she, you know, was willing to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got huge egos, as noted. But I thought it was kind of interesting that they seemed to have, and they even high-fived Michelle when she, you know, came down from the immunity challenge or whatever. So it's.
Well, I mean, Jason gave Aubrey a big hug; like he gave her praise.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's some better social
sportsmanship in the heat of the challenges, I guess.
Yeah.
But Scott and Jason propose a final three to Julia. So do you think that Julia was wise to not go with their plan? Because she would, it was easy money. Everybody hates them.
Yes. But she didn't have to do it right then and there. She could. She's still in a position where she can play both sides. So why do it now?
But then, now who does she go to the final three with now?
But she didn't think that Scott was going to go home. She was understanding
that Sydney was going to go home.
That Sydney was going to go home because they would play their
idol.
So the whole strategy there for Julia and Scott and Jason was they're going to use the idol, take out one of them, and then there won't be any idol to protect Ty. Then they can get rid of Ty, and then it'll be the three of them.
Right.
That's the plan. And with the idol, Julia can still be loyal to the women.
Did Julia vote for Sydney then? Because they never told her the change in plan to Aubrey. And I wonder if they had told her the change in plan to Aubrey, then...
They didn't need to, because they thought that they would go the three votes Aubrey, and then they would
do the
post-idol one for Scott.
Oh, but Scott had three. It was 2-2-3, right?
No, it was 3-2-4. Because Ty voted for Scott.
There's that many people left?
Yeah. Because if it would have been...
There's only seven people at this vote. That does your math doesn't add up. It was 2-2-3.
Oh. Okay. Never mind then. I thought it was
2-3. So if they had told Julia the Aubrey plan and Julia had ended up voting for Aubrey, right? Then it becomes 3 on Aubrey.
Because I thought, yeah, it was 3 on Aubrey.
Then it would have been 3 on Aubrey, 2 on Sydney, 2 on Scott. Right? Or she was a Sydney vote, so it would have been 3-3. So it would have been a tie.
Yeah.
It would have been a tie. And
yeah.
Who knows? Scott probably would have gone home on the revote, right? And I don't remember if she didn't vote for Sydney, then I'm, you know, an idiot and totally wrong. Oh, no, She voted for Ty.
Yeah, because she had the tie plan.
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. She had the tie plan. Because they didn't keep her. Okay, guys. I'm sure everybody turned this off. And they were like, wow, these guys are morons. One star on iTunes.
I was confused. I don't know where. Okay, all right.
She voted for Ty. So we had two votes for Ty.
Yeah, her tie plan, yeah.
2 votes for Ty, 2 votes for Aubrey, and 3 votes for Jason, right? So Scott. Oh, my God. I should just quit podcasting. I quit, guys. I'm out of here. If she had changed her vote to...
She didn't need to change anything. She didn't need to vote for Aubrey at all.
But if she had voted for Aubrey, it would have been a tie, Aubrey versus Scott.
It would have, but in their minds, she didn't need to.
No, in their minds, she didn't, but...
So she didn't have to. So but why,
it was
they
her
didn't
decision.
Her.
They still could have told her, but she might have gone back and told Aubrey.
Yeah, exactly. So why...
So that's why they didn't, but if they had and she had decided to firmly align with them, it would have been a tie, and then...
Yeah, but it would have been bad gameplay for Julia and even the guys, because they want Julia to be a double agent as long as possible, because they don't need Julia to flip yet.
As far as they knew.
In their gameplay, they didn't need Julia to flip
I know that they didn't need to. I'm just saying hypothetically if she had decided to.
If she decided to, if ifs and buts were candies and nuts every day would be Christmas, but...
Yeah, I'm annoying. I know.
She didn't need to. So I didn't see anything wrong with that. Because if I was in the Jason Scott Ty alliance, I was like, no, you keep loyal to the girls now. We'll need you later.
Yeah, I can see that, I guess. But I don't know if I would have been like, stay loyal to this other alliance anyway. Come with me. But
well, again, they realize you're playing both sides. There's going to be a time where you have to pick a side. We think if you pick our side, it's going to be better. Which I think Julia thinks as well. Why else play
the
double angle? Because you're going to want to sit in a final three with Scott and Jason. Absolutely.
Right. And she can win the girls' votes if she hadn't
absolutely.
Flipped on
them so early. So if Julia's playing a smarter game where she's more subtle.
All right. You convinced me. See, why can't everybody like Julia the way that you like Julia? I'm on board with Julia, not Aubrey.
I like them all. I just like people. Even jerks that correct grammar.
But
some would say I would marry those people.
I am. But Aubrey and Sydney have this discussion, right? They talk about how they need to split up Scott and Jason.
Yeah.
Sydney wanted Scott out. And then Aubrey has another quote where they're totally trying to make her the female version of Cochran, where she says that Ty and I are like people's missed connections on Craigslist.
That was a good quote. Come on, that was funny.
No, that was trying too hard for the camera.
Oh, come on. That was good.
No. But she then says Ty's natural state isn't with Scott and Jason. And she's right about that.
I mean, yeah.
It isn't. Ty, so she has her little heart to heart with Ty, and his heart wants to work with Aubrey, and he trusts her, but his brain says to stay with the boys because he has a good chance of beating him. To which case, I know that he probably would have been cut down, but he has a good chance of winning immunity at final two or three, especially against them, right?
Yeah,
and he's got to know that they're. He's going to get a lot closer with them than he is going to with the girls. Because did Aubrey say final three to him? Or just come work with us because we're not as a-holy as they are?
But again, Ty has shown that he's not a good strategist or game player.
No, but...
He's an amazing soul, but he's not a good game player.
Right. But here's where we were thinking
Ty's good gameplay would be... Be final three with Scott and Jason.
Right. But again,
Scott and Jason
were already wise
to the fact that they couldn't be final three with Ty because everybody loves Ty. So.
But in this scenario, he actually didn't have a chance. And here's why.
Okay.
So, but I have to one more time give some props to Aubrey before we move on, where she says, I want you to be comfortable. This is your game. You're making a big move. You have three people behind you. I'm positive. That was a great, like, sales pitch to him. But, again, it was just a sales pitch. I mean, she doesn't mean any of that.
No.
That should have pinged in his radar, too, like.
But, again, if anybody thought Ty was going to win this game, I don't think knows the game because he's too likable. So, he would,
has to win immunity in the end, which is a lot to do. But if he's against he's probably going to beat Scott unless it's a basketball throwing challenge. You know, stand on your tippy toes and touch the tall pole challenge, which I think Scott will win. But
unless you're a Mike that wins out immunity, he's not going to win.
Right. So we go to tribal council and Debbie debuted her new job, which was jury.
Debuted? Isn't it just debuted?
Now you're a mean person. You're not a nice person anymore.
So she debuted her new look.
So she showed us her new job of jury person. And just as though Nick is the mayor of Ponderosa, I'm sure Debbie is the foreman of the jury.
Okay.
But,
and even if she isn't, she's going to claim she is.
Yes, but we've got a lot of whatever at this tribal. I mean, there's not a whole lot. There was a lot to talk about, and then... That vote happened, and now I feel like that kind of trumps this whole thing.
Well, there's a lot of, again, showboating by the Jason Scott
Right, and it
show.
Worked so well for them last week, but not this week.
But it didn't work well for them. I feel like people are just letting them exist, and they're going to do their plan to vote out Debbie
Yeah,
anyway.
I was saying that sarcastically.
I know. But, yeah, it's just...
So
it's a shame because Jason and Scott could have easily won this game if they weren't such a-holes.
So did you
outwardly a-holes?
What did you think about Scott saying she's been kicking ass in challenges and then Jason saying there's as much brawn in her as there is in me?
Because I think they're just trying to be nice. They're trying to like fluff her up before they're going to kick her out, in their opinion.
Because there was that she had a little brawn in her, so they were trying to fluff her up.
Yeah, just saying. but you know what I mean? Like, just trying to make her feel good before they send her home. They're trying...
Yes,
in their
yes.
weird, egotistical mind.
I know. And then they had the ultimate douchebag quotes of douchebag quotes, which was Jason saying, jump on the train or the world's going to be dictated for you.
Yeah.
And again, this is why they're good foils, but they're terrible players. And I wouldn't want to see any of them win, but...
But here's...
But I do think that Aubrey getting her way tonight means that we're going to be in for a pagonging, because now they have control and I cannot see anybody stopping her.
But at this point, there's only three episodes left, so pagonging for three episodes is not the end of the world. It's pagonging after merge. That's when it's kind of crappy. But
is this after merge? Oh, you mean starting at the merge?
Merge and then pagong. That's when it's. But this is if we're talking about story here. Is there greater foils than Jason and Scott for the season? No. And eventually, what makes a good story is that they're going to get their comeuppance. And that happened today. And that's what I think what makes this episode so good. It was like this tribal, to me, felt like a Game of Thrones episode where the backstabbing happens and somebody gets killed. And it happened in this with Ty not giving up the idol and Scott's just there, you know, with his proverbial basketball on his hands.
You mean like Charlie Brown kicking the football?
Sure. and he's just, and I thought that was just so like.
So, okay.
You called it, but for me, I was just like, God, it's so.
I know. Like, the internet brute. Agrees with you. The internet agrees.
Et tu brute, you know? Like, I was just like, wow. Like, when they said wow, and it was hashtag wow, I was like, wow. That was.
I know, they're really cojones. Stretching in the marketing department, right? Hashtag
but
wow.
it was appropriate. It
not
was
to
appropriate.
Me. I saw it coming a mile away.
Well, you're perfect.
I am perfect.
And you hate Aubrey. But to me, I thought
I think that I would have been a little bit. I was disappointed that it was Scott instead of Jason, because I think that Scott is perfectly capable of being a not jerky human being without Jason around. And
sure.
I think that him being there probably would have been a lot more interesting than Jason, because we can predict Jason's response and he's probably going to.
He's
out for revenge and he might not go scorched earth, but.
But to your point.
But earth.
Scorch herb.
Hey, it's 420.
It is 420. but even Jason being apart from Scott, he was kind of somewhat neutered when, I mean, he didn't really have much to talk about when they kind of.
Yeah, but also Debbie thought he was lazy at that point.
True,
so. True. And Nick liked him. So really, was there a lot going on for him? But here, okay, so I alluded to this like 10 minutes ago.
But it's a good call that Scott would have been better to lead by because his gameplay would have been better. Good
which
call.
Is probably why they, you know.
Sure.
Well, that's not why they targeted him, because Jason was immune. They would have probably targeted Jason.
No, I think they knew that Scott was the smart one out of the two of them.
But see, Jason was immune, so they couldn't go after Jason.
I understand that, but I'm saying they were aware of the fact that Scott was a good player.
Right.
Or the smarter of the two
possibly.
In terms of gameplay.
Possibly. So we get this moment and they're like, give me the idol. And Ty's like, here's why Ty couldn't play the idol.
Okay.
So we remember we talked about last week. There's no play. What play could they do without flushing the idol that would send one of them home?
Yeah.
Well, they figured out the play. And I guess to Aubrey's credit, she had to have been the one that figured this out. And, you know, I think she's a boring character, but I'll agree again, she's a smart person.
I don't think she's boring.
Whatever.
But whatever.
Okay, we've been through this.
I know.
So they...
Hashtag mean girl.
Hashtag mean girl. So they knew that Aubrey or Sydney, because they didn't know who the boys were putting their vote on, right?
Uh-huh.
They knew that they were having... That unidentified woman was going to have two votes, right?
Okay.
And if they could get Ty over to their side, which Aubrey looked pretty smug at one point.
Yeah.
That she had Ty.
Yeah.
So they effectively managed to get the vote split 2 for Aubrey, 2 for Ty, and 3 for Scott. If Ty plays the idol for Scott, Ty goes home on the revote. And Ty must have realized this. So they forced Ty's hand to not play the super idol. Because then it's 2 on Ty and 2 on Aubrey. The girls are 4. So... Aubrey and Ty are not eligible to vote.
No, because...
Aubrey and Ty are not eligible to vote. So you have Julia, Michelle, and Sydney voting Ty, and then Scott and Jason voting for Aubrey. And that's 2 against 3. So then Ty goes home on the revote. So they effectively rendered him neutral, by the way.
So what they really should have done instead of waiting till the end is just play their two idols.
They should have just played them separately.
Yeah.
But they didn't, because they had the... You know, the ego, the bravado.
No, I agree.
To...
But they should just... Well, if Ty was in on it, they should just both play their idols.
Right. But
simple and easy.
But, you know, Ty was in on voting Scott out, but I don't think that Ty foresaw that... I got a little Long Island.
You had it earlier when you said Aubrey, too. You're like, Aubrey.
It happens sometimes. The later it gets. But I think that Ty must have done the math in his head and been, you know, thought, they're not gonna turn on Aubrey at this point. It's going to be me. So they might have said, hey, Ty, we're going to vote out Scott. And once he realized that it would go to a revote because there was a tie, maybe he was like, this is not going to happen.
Sure. Yeah.
So he did.
But again, they should have just played their idol. But yeah.
Well, they outplayed Scott and Jason. Yeah. They figured out how to outplay him. They figured out the numbers. They figured out would be the one thing that would scare them.
Can we just say how epic just that was when Scott's there like, give it to me. And he just doesn't give it to him. I'm like,
you're not going to do it?
Like, ouch.
Yeah. But seems to be a good sport about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame he could be a better sport in the game than when he got kicked out of the game.
I love the jury members' faces.
Yeah.
Nick looked like he was like clawing his face.
And then the bromance, Jason handed him his... did he hand him this? He shook his hand. That's what
he shook his hand. But then he didn't hand him the idol back. And I wonder if there was just a lot going on in that moment.
Yeah, but I was like, why don't I give the idol back? Are they allowed to if they're voted out?
I don't know if they're allowed to, so...
Exactly. That's an interesting question.
I wonder if we find out. I cannot imagine that everybody else is not speaking about this. So,
yeah,
I'm sure we'll find out in some exit interview.
Yeah,
but I can't wait to watch his Ponderosa.
But that's two. That's two idols now that have left the game and weren't played.
Yeah,
and that's the death of the super idol. Well, can we say it's the death of the super idol?
I think so. I can't see them putting one in, somebody finding it next week, and then what, you have until 5 to play it?
Yeah, two more tribals you can use it in, right?
So, I mean, that would have to be a case of production being like, we're just going to walk over here to this tree.
And I think it's almost, we can probably say it's going to be final two. Like, it's almost, it totally in favor of final two. Because if the final episode's final four people, unless to your point, unless there's some crazy thing
that happens
that takes up a bunch of time.
Like a medevac? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, even that, then it's super going to be final
two. Then it's super going to be a final two.
All right, well, let's tally the votes here. It's time to tally the votes. Let's look at how things go. Yeah. So Scott Pollard for our preseason picks. I said pre-merge, so I get nothing. Colleen, you said pre-merge, so you get nothing. But Jack did say merge, so he gets a point, and he ties up with me. So even though he's not here, he's still getting points. And then who do we say was going home? Jack said Sydney, no points. I said Sydney, no points. And you said Julia, so no points across the board. Nobody said Scott. So it's a shame Colleen didn't have her premonitions last week when we were picking this one. Now it's time to pick for episode 11. Colleen, take it away.
So I think that this would depend, my vote, on whether or not you think Ty made the right choice.
What? If your math's correct, he made the only choice he could make.
Well, he made the only choice that he could make. So I guess he didn't make the right choice. But I think that Ty feels so high on Aubrey right now that I can see them blindsiding him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I
can't speak.
It's because I made such a big deal about grammar. That
yeah.
Doing
karma's coming back.
Karma's coming back. I can see them blindsiding him and him going home with an idol in his pocket and a vote advantage.
So then all three go home. That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
So are you saying Ty?
Yes.
All right, Ty, it is. I'm going to go, I like your ideas about Julia, so I'm going to say Julia.
She's my other person that I'm morally dilemmaed on.
And then Jack will wait till he watches the episode, since he's on the West Coast, and he can submit.
So his pick will be a surprise.
It will be next week.
We had some awesome feedback last week from... Scott, but he actually sent it in right after, within, like, your show, the show was exporting when he sent it in. I felt really bad. And it was, I really liked the season. The guys were such jerks, but it was pretty funny. I want Ty to win so bad. He's fantastic. Debbie going home stinks for entertainment value, for the entertainment value she brings. Then again, I'm sure she'll find a way from the jury to entertain us. I was kind of, I mean, there was so much going on tonight that I don't think they could have shown really the jury entertaining.
Well, Debbie's at her best when she's talking. Unfortunately, in the jury, there's not much talking you can
do. That's true. Can we talk for a hot second about her Ponderosa video again?
I mean, a hot mess, as usual, for her.
It was a hot mess.
Well, we just got to be thankful that she made it to the merge, or she made it to the jury, so that she can be a part of Ponderosa. And we more Debbie content.
I can't wait to find out how she's going to... I can't wait. It's going to be great.
I didn't say it on the tallies, but I have 5, Jack has 5, and Colin, you have 3. So it's a tight game. It's anybody's game. I have Sydney to win it all. Jack has Ty. Colin has Michelle. Ty and Michelle for Colin and Jack are the original picks, so they have the chance to have the most points if either of them win. But yes. If anybody else like to submit feedback, you can do so at SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Or give us a phone call at 385-309-0311. Call any time. Anything else you want to talk about this episode before we close out?
I'm good.
Other than you hate Aubrey?
I'm good.
Aubrey haters?
I'm the only person.
Hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, please don't give us like a 1-star review on iTunes for my Aubrey hate, because it'll just make me hate you. So.
Dang. Wow. Cold-blooded.
Go be a patron.
Hashtag mean girls. all right. Yes, we want to thank our patrons, Eckhart Ricker, Tack from Tokyo, and Brad from Chicago for contributing at a significant amount. And thank you to all 129 of our patrons. You make this show possible. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can go to janejack.com.
Be number 130.
Yeah, be number 130. Go to janejack.com and click the link on the top called Become a Patron. And you can see a list thanking all 129 of our patrons there.
Also, we are actually, generally we do the annual charity for Autism Speaks podcast. That was supposed to be this weekend. The podcast portion of that is postponed while Jack is out of town. But we have a page set up and we are still raising money for Make-A-Wish. And you can go to janejack.com and click on the Make-A-Wish link, or it's in the Facebook group as well, which is just search Jane Jack group. But it's facebook.com/group/janejackgroup, or find it on the janejack.com page. We are still going to have a lot of fun with everybody coming to Raleigh this weekend.
I am
really excited about some of the things that we have planned.
Pumped hang out at the Mims Distributing.
They all involve beer.
It's a playground for grown-ups. So excited about that. And again, for all the things we've talked about, and if you want to check them out, they're all links are all there on janejack.com, including all of our other podcasts that we do in the Jane Jack Productions banner. And say you want to listen to every single show that we do. God bless you. And it's Jane Jack, the whole enchilada. It is a lot of fun.
Yes.
And a lot of different shows on there.
I think we should note to people that we record immediately following the episodes by 9:15, 9:30.
Yeah.
Depending on whether or not yours truly has to take a shower after Survivor ends, because I'm a night shower. So if you're watching the episode and can submit feedback right after it ends, that would be awesome. Otherwise, just general feedback, we'll read it on the next show.
Yes, ma'am. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right, guys, that is it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Next week, it'll be Colleen heading it up with some guest stars, currently Jeremiah Panhurst and Tim Allen. Will be the guest host with Colleen, but that might change. You never know, but definitely Colleen will be here with somebody else. So look forward to that, and we will see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.